pace that I was going.
Okay, I'd like to call special meeting of Town Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order. Could we have a roll call, please?
President Pease?
Here.
Vice President Leet is absent. Director Graves?
Here.
Director Simon is absent. Director Steele?
Present.
Okay, at this point, we're going to open up the public comment.
You have anything to say?
I'm good, you guys are wonderful.
Okay, all right.
All right, we'll close public comment, and we're going to kind of go from open session into closed session per Government Code 54957.7, and we'll adjourn into closed session at this time. Okay. Okay, we're going to return from closed session. Down Discovery Bay CSD Board meeting, I'll turn it over to legal for an analysis.
The Board of Directors for the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District has returned from closed session. We are now going to adjourn the special meeting and open our regular meeting. You are on item A1.
Okay. Roll call, please.
President Pease?
Here.
Vice President Leet, absent. Director Graves?
Here.
Director Simon?
Here.
Director Steele?
Here.
Okay, please join Director Graves
and the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, at this point of the meeting, we're going to open up the public comments. The public can comment on anything that's not on our agenda. We'll have a 3-minute limit, and we have a little light switch up here that will tell us when your 3 minutes is up. And I'm looking at the vast audience and seeing if there's anyone that wants to provide us some public comment. Seeing none, we'll close public comment and move on to the consent calendar. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're going to move to presentations. The Senior Community Library Manager, Liz Fuller.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi, thanks for letting me come and talk to you guys. Can you hear me okay? Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know we're up and running with our Discovery Bay Library Connection service. We've made 2 deliveries so far. You can find the book drop out front. So, just want to let you know we started with a soft launch just to work out any kinks and make 2 deliveries. I noticed the books come in from the library on Thursday. So we have our shipping drivers come out and bring books that people have placed on hold. And they select Discovery Bay Library Connection as a pickup point. So they hold their shelves right on that bookcase right there. I know that there are 2 books there right now, but the book for me, those were tests. So the other people who have put books did come and pick up their books already. So it worked a little bit so far. We have a brochure and a bookmark. We just got off the press today, so I put those on in front of you there. Told you how the system works. You can request books, books on CD and music CD. We're not doing DVDs or magazines now because they're a one-week checkout. And that was hard to figure into the equation of having them come here, wait a week, and then have the patrons check them out. So at this point, it's just the books on CD and music. And we are going to be advertising it more widely now. And when school starts, I plan to take bookmarks to the schools for them to hand out to the kids so the families will learn about this slowly, I think. And we'd also like to have a kickoff at some point, maybe before one of your board meetings. I'm not sure we can work that out. But maybe have a performer come out and introduce the service and try to let the community come in and see how it works. I made myself some notes so I can put them to the phone. So a couple of little glitches that I just want you to be aware of. People, I think, are going to use that book drop even if they haven't put on holds through the system. I think we have a lot of patrons in Discovery Bay at the Brentwood Library, so I think they may see that book drop and just feel like they can see the materials there. And it's five, it's a small book drop, that's one thing, so we're all concerned we'll get too full if people do that. And also, the books are only going to be brought back once a week, so if they bring something back that's due on a Friday and we don't pick it up till that Thursday, they might not realize that there might be fines assessed. So we're just going to work with people as that happens and use our best customer service skills and make sure it just educate them and make sure it works. We want it to be a successful program, so that's one thing. And then the other slight glitch is that when people put a hold on something and it arrives, they get notified either by email or phone or text. And we haven't been able to work out that they'll get notified after the books arrive. So they're going to get notified Thursday morning that the books are here, but the delivery doesn't come till about 11. So there's like a 3-hour window, and they might rush over here thinking it's waiting for them, and the book won't actually come for a couple hours. So that's another thing we're still working on. That's like the soft launch. And I hope to figure that out and find a way to make that match up a little bit better. Any questions for me?
Maybe a suggestion on that one item right there. Just put down, you're notifying them, and put down the books will be available at afternoon, after 12
noon. It's an automated system that works for the whole county system, so I can't individualize the message. I'll suggest it.
Then the other question, it's been a while since I've been in elementary school or any school, but it didn't dawn on me that possibly folks going to school would come over, would reserve a book and get it through here. How are some of the other book drops or schools, do they take advantage of the programs that you?
Well,
I'm just thinking how busy we might be.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. And I think it'd be an indication of if people want more service out here at the library. In other cities, there is a library, so they could be the library. Okay. Maybe someday we'll work that out here too.
Any other board comments or questions?
No,
this is a great service. Thank you.
So I just asked if maybe you give it a shot, go into our catalog, look for a book you want, place a hold on something, and just see how long it takes.
All right. And this is something that people also go to the town website and click on it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, Veolia, please. How are you, Bernie? Can you hear me?
Thank you.
So for the month of May, we continue our safe practices over $112,000 of safe work. Safety training for the month of May was completed. We did fork truck training with all employees. All monthly reports were submitted to the state on time. All wells are running. 88 million gallons of water. All vaccines came back negative. Chart shows here that we're about 88%. About 88 million. You can see we hit in the summer months, so the production will start rising for the summer months. We're still about 38% reduction compared to 2016. 2.2 million we reduced in wastewater plant recycled water. All parameters in the wastewater permit were well in parameters. No excursions, all vaccines negative, all lift stations are running. We will resume our flushing in the fall, and we continue with our backlog of keeping our backlog to a minimum on our PMs and maybe run fairly well with the water lifting plant. Questions, concerns?
Sounds like things are moving along smoothly.
Yes, they are. Not the way.
Okay.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie.
It's for the chair. Could I ask, Bernie, could you just do a quick you and Virgil? This might be the good time to talk about the overflow event that we had on Sunday.
Yeah, I can probably, it will be in next month's report, but Sunday we did have a SSO at Lakeshore lift station due to there was a power issue Friday. I don't know if you sent it home on TV, and TV flickered off and on real quick.
Yeah.
Well, it caused our battery backup system to kick on at the pump station, and what that battery backup does, it runs our PLC when the power's out, and it's supposed to switch back to PG&E power when the PG&E parking lot. Well, that failed, causing the backup system to run for about 14 hours until it died on midnight, Saturday night, and then at that time we lost all communications and controls to that pump station, and the pump station filled up. We had a small SSO over at the Lakeshore by the pump station. We were notified by the HO president. We went over and responded with a two-hour period and had everything cleaned up back in order. Replaced the failed part with a new one, so the station's back online and online like it's supposed to.
I mean, I thought we had some kind of a failsafe over there. If it didn't come on, we would notify us.
Well, that was the failsafe. The failsafe failed.
The failsafe failed.
It's not a maintenance sign.
Well, okay, we got to find, we're working now to put a backup to the backup. Because what happens is, you know, PG&E power runs the station, which runs the PLC panel that controls the pumps. And there's a battery backup in there that when you have a power outage, the battery backup keeps the PLC running. And if the power's off for an extended period of time, then you get a power outage alarm. Well, there's a blip in the power where the power just flickered off and on real quick, where the battery backup kicked on, but it also should have went back to PG&E power, but when it kicked on, it did not switch back over.
And go back.
Causing the PLC to run off of the battery backup, and then the battery backup died, causing the SSO. So now we are putting in a system so the battery backup failed, or we'll have a backup so it'll work on our alarm system on the float system. That's how the system is designed. So we're going to alter that a little bit. So we shouldn't have this issue going on moving forward.
Just the lift stations that were in the PG&E area that hit the surge.
This was the only one that had issue because it affected the whole town because we had some issues at plant one where some of the pumps kicked off and on, but they reset. And when we went on this to view the whole system, everything looked like it was running because it was running on the battery backup. The issue was when the battery backup failed, we lost all communication because the radio communication runs through the battery backup.
Awesome.
So when it died, everything died. So now we're putting in a backup to the backup, so we'll get a call if the backup ever fails. There's a few stations that are designed like this. We want to get all those taken care of. So the battery backup in that station was fairly old, so we're replacing the new one so we can move forward.
What's the average time for the expected life of a battery once it goes on? You mentioned 14 hours. I thought that
yeah, they vary. Depends on they run from like 8 to 24 hours. Depends on the size and the brand. Okay. This one ran for about 14 hours, and we do a monthly check on those, and we just checked it the week before. It's just kind of like you go out and get your car, your battery runs, the next time you go, it's dead. It's just one of those fluke things that happen where it just failed at that time.
So the backup system that you're putting in now, if the backup dies and goes to the second backup, that backup system will notify somebody?
Yes. It's going to be hooked up to a converter in there. Will convert back over to see if the PG&E power's on. Or if it is, then it's going to send an alarm.
Check the power.
Yeah, we'll set it up when we can get an alarm in case the battery backup fails.
Did you get all the notifications in time for the spill?
I'm sorry.
The notifications that we have to give the state for.
Yeah, all reports were sent in on first thing Monday morning. And I didn't respond and sent Catherine a summary of what happened with some photographs.
Okay, any other questions? Any public comments? Thank you, Bernie.
Thanks, Bernie.
Okay, we'll now move to item F, business and action items, and consider a resolution to adopt the operating capital budget. First, I'll go to the board. Is there any budget questions of staff from the board?
No.
Nothing's been changed.
Okay, I'd like to open it to public hearing. Are there any public comments on our proposed budget? Seeing none, I'll close public hearing and ask for a motion.
Move staff recommendation for the budget.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item carries. Okay, we'll move to item F2. Introduce an ordinance that amends the emergency drought regulations. Turn it over to staff.
Thank you very much, members of the board. As you know, the state allowed the town and other local public agencies to set our own conservation standard. And so the board did that, I think at your last meeting, and agreed to a conservation standard of zero, but a voluntary request at the community water every other day as a voluntary request. So we needed to amend the town's existing ordinance to eliminate that requirement that you can only water twice a week. So I'm asking that you introduce ordinance 2016-27 that amends ordinance 25, waive the reading, and set July 6, 2016 for hearing and adoption. And there are no other changes that are in that ordinance other than that one change of eliminating that restriction of watering every other, or watering twice a week.
Move staff recommendation.
We go to public comment first. Any public comments on? No public comments. Back to the board.
Move staff recommendation.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we'll go to F3. Consider the release of the portion of remaining retention plant 2. Staff, please.
Thank you very much. This is a completion of this item, and it came to you maybe a couple of months ago, and there was still an outstanding item on it. And Virgil Caney has been working on it and made a recommendation that we can release a major portion of the retaining funds, and that we will have sufficient funds left over in order to ensure that the asphalt is correctly repaired this summer. And in this instance, it was the staff recommendation that they hold making that final correction to the summertime, because that was the opportune time to make that correction. Did I miss anything, Virgil?
No, you got it right.
We got it. Okay, thank you. So we're asking that you allow us to release a portion. I recommend releasing $110,000 and holding back the remaining $29,606.15. And then the notice of completion will be forthcoming. We're not asking for that yet.
Seeing no questions from the board, any public comments? Seeing none, we'll come back to the board. Do I hear a motion or discussion?
Probably close to staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we'll go on to number F4, consider voting for the California Special Districts Association. Staff.
Thank you. The town of Discovery Bay is a member of the California Special Districts Association, and as such, you're allowed to make voting for representatives to sit on their board, and they have supplied two candidates for you, and the resume is there should you wish to make a vote. It's John Carapiet and Ryan Klausnitzer, and I'm sure I butchered both of those names for you, but their resumes are attached.
Okay. Do any of the board members have any?
I don't know either of them. Mr. Scully, the board make that decision.
Okay.
I don't know either one of them, and I don't know whether perhaps whether we take action on this or not.
Did we get any correspondence from these guys?
We didn't receive any correspondence. One is distinguishing between the two of them. One is Alameda County. Klausnitzer is Alameda County. The gentleman, Carapiet, is from Marin County. He's an elected, and Klausnitzer is a district manager.
There's one vote. What was to vote for one or the other? Is that correct?
Yeah,
that's correct.
I would like to see us vote for the one that's out of Alameda County, because.
And there actually is a letter from the gentleman from Alameda County that I've attached for you.
So
I would lean in that direction myself.
I would tend to. So, and then do we have the?
I will be attending the district association election, and so I'll be representing or is it?
We have the ballot for you to sign tonight with the name.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah. Yeah.
So, do we need to go out there for?
I don't. Public comment?
I agree with the Alameda County.
I would move that we recommend Klaus Nitzer, if he's the one from Alameda County.
City Alameda.
That we would vote for him.
Yes, he is.
Perfect.
I think he would have more consideration for us locally on this side of the bay.
I agree.
Without making any further comment.
Correct.
No matter how difficult that is for me to do.
That's your motion.
That's my motion.
Okay, do I hear a second? Okay, you're moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Okay, we'll move to F5. Consider approving a lease for Delta Seaweed Removal. Staff?
I thought they decided against us.
No, they didn't decide against you or the district. They thought that there may not be enough business for them to move forward this year, but they now believe that there is and they are ready to begin. And so I'm asking that you act on the side of approving the lease. It's the same terms and conditions that you had the last time around, and this is for 1 year.
All right. Station again, same operators.
Once again, I'm going to step off the board because he's a friend of mine. I don't think it's right.
Okay, I have a question. Is so the deposit's the same, approximately $1,500?
That's correct.
Okay, and then monthly rent at $500?
That's
and
correct.
Is it their ability to, let's just say, I know it's for 1 year, let's just say they decide after 3 months they don't have enough business, they can opt out, or is there a minimum lease?
No, there's not a minimum lease. We did it as a termination with a 30-day notice.
Okay, any public comment?
Is there additional excess space in the district besides the site?
We did not give them the site, the exclusive use of that site. So if your question is whether a competitor comes up, the district has the ability to do that as well.
Okay.
And then I just, through the chair, there is one correction on this lease. I just noticed as you said cancellation, I had thought I had corrected that to from 60 days to 30 days. So if there is a motion to approve, if you can modify item number 11 to say 30-day cancellation period.
Public comment. Seeing none, we'll close public comment and come back to the board. Any further discussion or motion?
I'll make the motion. So.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And with the recommendation that cancellation be 30 days.
Thank you.
Okay, we're now going to do informational items. We'll put on necessary there. President's report, director, report to any of the directors that have comments. And if you would like to go. Okay. Recent manager reports, any manager reports?
I have none.
Okay. District legal?
No report, sir. Thank you.
I don't think we've had any subcommittee updates. So we did a Parks and Rec.
Yeah, we met for a second.
You met the day of the meeting last one.
So the Park and Recreation Subcommittee met briefly and discussed pool safety and aquatics program activities, and it was a good discussion among the district staff and Phil and I, that there got some action moving forward.
Yeah, it's been brought to our attention that we really need to focus. We're getting a lot of community interest in the swim programs, and we want to make sure that we are doing as much as we can to be as safe as we can, working through the Red Cross training programs, etc. So we'll be bringing some of that back. I think we're making good progress. Okay. Correspondence. We've received some correspondence. Any future agenda items to the board? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Make that motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And we are adjourned at 7:52.